Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop People. It is Monday. It is the 8th day of January, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today, and a low of 30 degrees today, and more snow. We've been getting snow. It's been snowing. We got probably 6-7 inches out there. I don't know, but we're really supposed to get plowed, and I guess it's finally fucking winter. Woohoo, I'm happy. Anyway, we'll be right back, and then we'll zip over to the I don't know what we call it. We call it the Ministry of Lies, alternate propaganda. Okay, we'll go with that.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. If you guys were, there was no Friday archives. And, admin called it an anomaly. It is an anomaly. It's happened before. And if it happens a fucking again, we'll have to set up the alternate recording system. But they're not going to fucking stop us. Just give it the fuck up and leave us alone. Because someday you're going to answer for the shit you've done. And I think you've already fucking know it, you sons of bitches. Anyway, if it happens, the icon would disappear here, and when I turn it on, it tells me that it's recording. So the fucking any kind of thought that if there's some kind of abnormal, fucking glitch. Well, there wasn't. It was on fucking purpose, and there's been a lot of shit on purpose around here with phone calls and stuff. I mean, people can't get through to my fucking phone. I can't get through to other people's fucking phones, but. Here we are on the fucking page of the alternate fucking Ministry of Lies, their controlled opposition. Let's see what we got here. The Talmud teaches that all non-Jews are animals, and this is a video, and this little girl, she just pretty much says, our Bible tells us that you guys are just animals. Well, fucking I'll tell you what, a Rottweiler eat your fucking ass, little girl. You better get your fucking ass back home and keep your fucking mouth off the goddamn TV. I got the fucking rabbi standing with the fucking the Star of David there. Shock report, tens of thousands hit the streets in Germany for massive protests against fuel tax. Whoop-de-fucking-do. until you start killing, they don't give a fuck if you, why should they care if you fucking protest? If you bitch about something, they can still do it, can't they? You're not going to stop anything by bitching. You got to kill these motherfuckers, and they have no problem killing you. We'll just put it that way. Donald Trump's top political donor was Sheldon Adelson. Here's a lifelong Zionist who openly puts Israel before the U.S. Well, of fucking course. Donald Trump was the king of the fucking Jews. We haven't forgot you, Donald. These people think we have a fucking memory span of a head of fucking cabbage. We know exactly who this kike is, and it talks about, let's go ahead and read it. Donald Trump's top political donor was Sheldon Adelson. He's a lifelong Zionist who openly puts Israel before the United States. Jonathan Pollard was Israel's top spy, giving them all our military and intelligence secrets. After Pollard was released from prison years earlier, we've got to go over here to see some more. Oh, after Pollard was released from prison years earlier, Alderson picked him up in a private jet and flew him straight to Israel. He was greeted with a hero's welcome by Benjamin Netanyahu. This is a fucker spied on. Should have been shot. Put up against the fucking wall and shot. But no, I mean, they always, Israel, I mean, like Netanyahu, I mean, you people know fucking better. But I mean, they're trying to get the average person to believe that Israel's our proxy when it's just exactly the reverse. Israel has taken over the corporation that took over unlawfully the fucking people's fucking goddamn country. I ain't going to call it the United States, and I ain't going to call it a republic, because that fucking constitution was a fucking fraud, and it still is a fucking fraud. A fraud doesn't unfraud. That's one of the things we've talked about here before. You can't undo a fraud from within. It can't be done. Revealed U.S. scientists held secret meeting with COVID bat woman right before the start of the pandemic. And here we go. You know, I've noticed it. They, you know, when I talked about, you know, how they had just taken this leap where they were just turned into fucking CNN, CNBC, and Fox. Who's this by the way? Becker News. And, you know, and a couple of days, I think it was the next fucking day, they took a giant step backwards, but it didn't do them no fucking good because we just rolled that far forward. And now they've just gone back to straight out. You might as well be watching fucking goddamn Fox or fucking CNN or CNBC as reading this shit that they have to show here. I'll read a little bit. Becker News. Shortly before the disastrous COVID-19 outbreak, freaking the first fucking sentence. There was no fucking COVID-19 breakout. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. Fucking CNN, CNBC, and Fox, you lost your fucking goddamn place on the goddamn mainstream broadcast because you lost your fucking credibility. And here you go again. How many dumb fuckers do you think 1% out there that would even believe about? We know COVID doesn't exist. It's been proven, just like the World Trade Center, like building number 7. Being set, the reporters standing out in front of it saying it's the building 7 had fallen before they blew it. I mean, we're not stupid, you fucking pricks. But right here in the first sentence, right there you are. That out you, Becker News. That means that you're sitting on a fat wallet driving a Ferrari and you have a penthouse apartment, okay? We understand it. The Chinese scientists who oversaw controversial virus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, attended a secret meeting with the U.S. government to seek support for a project that would go on to supercharge coronavirus. Well, we know that coronavirus never fucking existed, did it? Never fucking anything isolated. And to begin with, it was a fucking all a lie. It was the God that we had no fucking common colds that year. And the goddamn kill rate was, what, 0.08? Until you introduced the fucking goddamn biological kill shot, which the fucking CDC identified as such. It wasn't no fucking vaccine. It'll never be a fucking vaccine, but I bet it gets called a vaccine. And I bet you we see COVID all through this fucking article. We'll go a little further. Looks like Zingli, known as Batwoman for her work on virus sampling and sequencing in the animal. and the animals has become the missing link in understanding how the United States and China, see, they're trying to get you to fucking look at this right here. What are they diverting your attention from? The most blatant, in-your-face, fucking diabolical, fucking monstrous, fucking genocide that's ever been fucking recorded up fucking close in the history of this fucking planet. The fucking goddamn Jews are over there in Palestine. Man, they're murdering little babies. They don't get, I mean, there's fields of them. Just walking up a bap, 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 like they're fucking shooting goddamn gophers in a field. That's what they don't want you to think. That's what we were talking about Friday. I think that's why we had the anomaly in our fucking goddamn recording. Because this is all meant to divert your fucking attention from what we cannot allow. You allow it there, you might as well say, well, you can come on over here and do it to us too. But it ain't just that. It's, do you have any morality? The fucking world should be standing up on its fucking heels and saying, you stop now or we'll blow your ass up with an atomic bomb, you fucking sick bastards. And the whole world has fucking realized what the fucking Jews are. They've realized what Israel is. They've realized what Zionism is. And they hate their fucking guts. And this is, that's why this whole fucking goddamn program, I mean, all the goddamn that's out there that they'll let through on the fucking goddamn internet is all this shit to try to divert you away from the fucking obvious. Batwoman, huh? China co-managed the COVID. Here we end. COVID fallout. What fucking COVID fallout, bitch? It's been proved it didn't exist. Shai Zingles, June 17 meeting at American National Institute of Health, NH, is now fueling fears of Western collusion with a Chinese communist cover-up after the novel coronavirus SARS COVID, COVID-2 that doesn't fucking exist is widely believed to have caused a careless by been caused by a careless laboratory experiment in Wuhan. All a fucking psyop. This is the psyop. This is what they fed you back there fucking 3 or 4 years ago when they did this to us, when they fucking ruined our families, when they killed our fucking loved ones. This is the shit they fucking fed you. And here they are feeding it to you again on what's supposed to be the alternate internet on the fucking the alternate news on the internet was what I was going for. Wow. Okay. Now here we go again. Russian model who witnessed VIPs raping kids on Epstein's Island committed suicide. I'm sure she fucking did. You know, I mean, but this still is a diversion. Fucking Epstein sitting on an island, no, probably laying on an island somewhere, boogering some little kid. And this fucking, this bitch here, maybe she's dead, maybe she ain't. Maybe she's one of them. You know, fucking, how stupid are we supposed to be? I don't give a fuck. I know what Epstein is. Epstein and fucking all, everybody on that fucking list would be put up against the fucking wall when we, the American people, take the goddamn Bill of Rights and enforce that son of a bitch and put our common law courts back. We don't even need courts at this point. They have declared war on our asses. They are fucking goddamn enemy combatants to be shot on fucking sight. Ruslana Kushinova, a Russian top who was found dead in her Manhattan apartment in 2008. See, we're talking about something that happened in 2008 here. They're pulling out every fucking stop to cover up what the Jews are doing in Palestine, to cover up the most blatant, in-your-face, fucking goddamn genocide that has ever happened on this planet. And they're doing it right fucking now. Right now, there's little kids getting their fucking arms blown up. We have one video up here. Man, you look at it, you want to fucking just puke. This little kid, maybe 4 or 5, there's nothing but little kids there all fucking tore up, burned. And fucking goddamn bandaged, and they're bruised, and they're crying, and they're talking, and there ain't no goddamn pain medications for them because the Israelis are fucking blocking any fucking goddamn medicine from getting even a fucking aspirin for this little kid that they blew up with a fucking bomb. All these little kids they've blown up with bombs. They can't even have a goddamn ceremony for their dead. They're having to bury them in mass fucking graves. How would you like it? How would you like it? Because it's coming here. You let these fuckers get away with that in goddamn Palestine. It will come here and we'll get what we fucking deserve for fucking financing it. For, I mean, when you're out there fucking you know, sweating and fucking working and making fucking money that you're giving half of to this fucking goddamn an illegitimate fucking corporation that has no authority to take your fucking money to start with. You are paying for this fucking shit. This is what they don't want us to talk about. They want us to, oh, Jeffrey Epstein, well, some 2008, some woman got killed in 2008. How long was that? Was it 16, 18, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, so 10, 11, 12, 13, 15 years ago? What the fuck does this have to do with the price of tea in China or the genocide in fucking Palestine? Migrant mob grabs for $5,300 in designer sunglasses from New York City Bloomsdale's. So, fuck, man, smash and grab something new here? Oh, it was migrants that did it, huh? I guess that's what they came here for, a better pair of sunglasses, right? Where are they? Why are they discriminating our number one military? This is insane, and it's a fucking video, and it shows them fucking lined up. All women, send your fucking army. We will fucking bitch slap it down. But fucking, I mean, they're showing them go down this fucking line and taking the shots, and then some of them are falling over, of course, you know, and they just keep on going. All right, set up against, stand up against that wall. Now sit down. Yeah, you're going out. Maybe you lived, maybe you didn't. Who the fuck knows? Evil in Clear River 1988 band made for TV movie. Here we are again, 1980 fucking eight, people. Band for TV movie. Well, it's about the Illuminati. And they have a short little clip here. You can fucking watch it if you want to. We know about the fucking Illuminati. We know who's fucking doing this to us. We know who the fucking 1% are that either they're going to be destroyed or we are. We understand it. And we want to talk about the fucking genocide. All these motherfuckers claiming to be goddamn governments that are not. These corporations that have no fucking law to curb them in any fucking way. I mean, they're setting the stage for genocide. Well, fuck, they've killed 17 million fucking people with their death shot, more than the goddamn, than a fucking world war would kill. That's us. They've killed a million of our fucking people. And we're sitting here on our fucking asses when we have the means and we have the moral high ground. We have the fucking law behind us. All we have to do is fucking enforce it. Have the courage to stand up like our forefathers did and say, no, you are not. You're going to fucking hang. You're going to be shot. You motherfuckers are not going to do this. They would have done it then if they could have. Just think how would it have been. What your life would be like now if it hadn't been for some men with some fucking balls. Biden administration removing William Penn statute and rehabilitation of park commemorating founding of Pennsylvania. And this is just more what? Enforce the fucking Bill of Rights and then we'll settle these little petty fucking bullshit and things like this. Moving the statue, why are they doing it? Because that's what fucking communists do when they're taking over your fucking country. This is by Arias, Fox News. There you fucking go. The National Park Service announced they will be removing a statue of William Penn from a Philadelphia park commemorating his founding of Pennsylvania, situated at his former home. Continue. The rehabilitation. I love that. I mean, like the Patriot Act was patriotic, don't you know? The rehabilitation proposal for a Welcome Park is meant to provide a more welcoming, accurate, and inclusive exclusive experience. Maybe we'll put a fucking two fags doing it right there. You know, a statue of that would probably be all right for the 1% on this fucking planet that are warped in the fucking head and need to fucking have a, you know, they need to be put down like the fucking dogs they are. Experience for visitors, MPS said in a news release. It includes expanded interpretation of the Native American history of Philadelphia and was developed in collaboration with representatives from the Dinosni and the Delaware Nation and the Delaware Tribe of Indians, the Shawnee Tribe. See, this is all backwards bullshit. We think you think we don't know this fucking history? You know, what you want to do is tear down the history of the United States. You might want to look back on them Indian Wars and see who fucking won, because it wasn't the fucking Indians. The Indians were saved by the Quakers and the goddamn, what the hell were they? Purists or whatever the fuck they were. It was the goddamn American nationals that kept the Indian tribes from being exterminated from this planet. Now they're working hand in hand as corporations with the fucking main fucking corporation to fuck everybody else. Russell Means told you, stupid fucks, didn't he? Now you're a corporation. You're the property of your fucking goddamn Indian corporation, whatever in the fuck the name of it is. And they get fucking $20,000 for you. You get $2,000. They pocket the fucking rest. And that's how it fucking works. And they're selling your ass out. Don't never forget it. Don't never forget who fucking brought things back and who gave your fucking heritage back, who fucking fought for the goddamn land, who fought for the goddamn fucking truth, if nothing else. This is nothing more than a fucking attempt, like I said, to turn back the pages of history. They want to go back to the medieval times. Indians out there, you remember how you were treated in the medieval times when the Spanish came to this country? Do you remember? Your ancestors fucking died in the mines digging out the silver for the fucking Spanish. You were treated like animals. And I'll tell you what, that's why they want you back in there. Because they already proved they could take it away from you. So they were, well, we'll let these guys take back over. And once we get rid of these American nationals with the fucking army of fucking illegal aliens, well, then we can just go and turn around and take it away from these guys like we did the first fucking time. 1682, the park was established 300 years later. The call for public feedback on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, just like the fucking artist formerly known as fucking Prince. Why they got to keep putting that shit up there? Has already resulted in more than 500 comments. Whoop-de-doo. Leave the statue right where it is. One user wrote in response, Independence National Historical Park tweet, my input is defund and disband the National Park Service, another wrote. Comments can be officially submitted to NPS from January 8th to January 21st through Planning, Environment, and Public Comment at, and it's got a fucking, you know, goddamn site number or site title, I don't know. Comments submitted through social media, phone calls, email, or mail will not be accepted. We don't comment, motherfuckers. We tell you what to do. You're the fucking servant. We're the fucking master. You ask, we tell you yes or no, and you do what we fucking tell you. Or we fucking enact that second article, and we put you in your fucking place. And it shows here, you know, that there's a painting, or I guess it's a hand sketch, it looks like, of the Indians shaking hands with William Penn. We got William Penn at 1644-1718 accepted a belt from, it looks like, Tamanian, 1628-1698, chief of the Lenape as part of a treaty in which Penn purchased a section of land for the Pennsylvania colony, 1682, stock more montage, giddy images. Anyway, fucking pulling up. I mean, this, how far in the past are we going to fucking go to hide that genocide? I mean, was that a real interesting article for you people? Did that fucking take your mind off the next article? I mean, because the next article, man, I'm here to tell you. Let me see. Where is it? That's that little boy. God. He was a Hamas terrorist, too. And go look. I mean, if you can go look at it, go look at it. I mean, it'll turn your goddamn stomach. That's another fucking nightmare for my fucking sleep when I try to sleep. And you listen to it, and it makes you want to just, Jesus, how can the hell can we call ourselves human beings? That's bad enough. How can we call ourselves fucking any kind of civilized and allow this fucking shit to go along to hurt little kids like this? This is sick. These are goddamn like Rottweilers. This, if you saw a Rottweiler attacking this little boy and you had a goddamn pistol, would you shoot, son of a bitch? I would in a second. But no, let's talk about goddamn ancient history, man. Somebody's going to put up another statue and change the try to change the meaning of a fucking building, try to change fucking history. I don't care. It has nothing to do with shit. We all get on that same fucking page with those 10 fucking articles. All this disappears. We fucking enforce that fucking Bill of Rights. All of this disappears. And everybody can get along like they were before all this shit came along and they started dividing people. Is Biden about to put 10 million Hispanics on the path to American citizenship? Well, of course he fucking is. Remember there was only 11 million for how many, about 20 fucking years? 11 million. Here's just to put 10 million, you know, 10 million across probably in the last fucking since Biden went into office. And Trumpy, you let your share through too, buddy. We know about the fucking trains, the private goddamn train stations where the fucking commercial trains came in and unloaded them. And you took the buses down there and picked them up and had goddamn people with M16s to guard them. You fucking piece of shit. You fucking pedophile. Yeah, you guys get out there and vote. Vote and do your right thing. It's fucking right. You're pathetic. Is Biden about to? Yeah, of course he's going to. This is their Christmas present, don't you know? Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. We've already determined. We know what they fucking are. If Biden gets the Republicans to go along with his Mexican counterpart's proposal to grant work visas because the Mexican president said he wants them. What the fuck? Fuck you, punk bitch. You are not a fucking goddamn national of this country. I am. I am the fucking sovereign of this country. Fuck off, dude. Or I'll knock your fucking ass out. You're nothing here, you son of a bitch. Neither is that fucking corporation you're dealing with. And they're going to find it out the hard fucking way. And that's the way they need to find it out. If Biden gets the Republicans, fuck the Republicans, fuck the Democrats. There ain't no such fucking thing. It's a goddamn, you talk about a story that was told. There is no left, no right, no fucking conservative, no fucking liberal. There is no fucking goddamn Democrat, Republican. There's either law or there isn't. Is there law, people? And if there isn't law, why isn't there law? Because we are not fucking enforced it, which is our not only our right, it's our goddamn duty. So some fuck like this can't come along and go, I want to bring 10 million of my fucking people in to fucking take your shit away from you without due process of the fucking law, motherfucker. Give it a try, you old prick. When we take this fucking place back, we'll bomb fucking goddamn Mexico City. We'll bomb it to the fucking rubble that the fucking Palestinians got bombed. You son of a bitch. Take your people and go fucking home and stay the fuck away from us. If Biden gets the Republicans to go along with his Mexican counterpart's proposal to grant work visas to 10 million Hispanics who the latter claims have worked in the United States for 10 years, then they'd be able to apply for a green card and eventually citizenship 5 years after that. No, do not start to fucking install Windows. We get hit with this. We do it next fucking day they're there. Any fucking way to harass, you know what, you old fuck? You don't impress me one goddamn bit. I'd rip your fucking head off your shoulders. U.S. for 10 years, then they'd be able to apply for a green card and eventually citizenship 5 years thereafter, which could lead to the imposition of one party ruled by 2032 if those new citizens in battleground states vote. There's a difference. It's the same fucking bird. They both shit through the same fucking hole. They play this opposition shit because we're, hey, you know what we're talking about? Ooh, they're against it and they're for it and they're for it. What's that? Oh, fucking genocide. That's right. That's what we're being diverted from. Fucking the murder of little babies. That's what we're being diverted from. There's an art. Video up on the site and it shows just like people in their regular clothes. I mean, just fucking mowed down like they were shooting them like fucking goddamn, like they're animals because that's what the little girl said. Our Bible tells us that you're all animals. So I guess it's all right to fucking shoot you. You're the fucking, you know what, you old fucker? You ain't got no say in this goddamn country. You are not an American national. Neither are the fuckers dealing with you. And when they go down, you will fucking go down. You will hang by a fucking rope, you old prick. You come into our country minding our fucking business, you will wish you did not. But there's more. Let's go on. Let's see why. It's about voting, don't you know? It ain't about 10 million fucking goddamn slave laborers coming in and taking the fucking jobs, the few fucking jobs left for the American nationals who are fucking paying such high fucking taxes they can't afford to live in a fucking house. Oh, it's about voting so they can vote the Democrats in like there's any difference. There is no difference between a Republican and a Democrat. Not none. This has been a one-party system for fucking ever in two fucking days. Fuck you, you old prick. Top biologist warns World Health Organization planning to become world government before next pandemic. No shit. See, here we go again, people. What aren't you thinking about? What's happening right now? Little kids are getting their fucking arms blowed off. They're getting their legs blowed off. And that poor little guy, man. Go look. Go watch that video if you got the stomach for it. This is by Sean Adel Tabadabia. The people's voice again. Let's see what the people's. I think that they're fucking probably the Fox element. I don't know. One of the world's top biologists has warned that the World Health Organization, who is preparing to become an unelected world government that will completely eradicate national sovereignty and free speech ahead of the next pandemic. Are you really? Well, come and fucking do it. I mean, goddamn, if I had a dollar for every fucking threat I read over the last 13 fucking years, I could fucking retire. Fuck you and your threat. Do it. I want to see it. When you try it, though, you'll be shotgun blast to your fucking face, motherfucker. In an appearance on the Tucker Carlson, yep, I was right, it is, it's good old Fox. Tucker Carlson encounter Friday, Brett Winston warned that the World Health Organization was taken by surprise by a small group of dissidents who were able to bend the narrative surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic that didn't exist. And you know it, fucker Carlson, you dirty little bastard, you little propagandist. You drive a fucking Beamer, man. You chauffeured in a fucking goddamn limousine, aren't you, you fucking backstabbing fucking treasonous bastard. You will hang. Pandemic and vaccines, what not? COVID-19 pandemic? What fucking COVID-19? There ain't no, it never was. It was best. See, all this shit's been proven to be false. But see, they come back with this. Here's your CNN. Here's your CNBC, as opposed to CBS, ABC, and NBC. And here's your Fox. Coming back and telling truths and half-truths and COVID-19 and vaccines. Wasn't no fucking vaccine. That's off the CDC's own site. Why are you calling that fucker? Why are you allowing it to be called that fucker? And is drafting a pandemic preparedness plan modifications in response to prevent similar pushback when other pandemic arises. What they're telling us is we kicked the shit out of them on that. I mean, it took a while. It took a while to get the stupid people, just like the people when Trump went into office. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. Well, they just crowned him king of the fucking Jews and told us to fuck off. Give him a chance. Yeah, we're going to give you a fucking chance. The fact that that is what it says, small number of dissidents was able to bend the narrative, was able to bring people's awareness to the massive levels of harmful and ineffectiveness of the shots is, in some ways, the most surprising element of the story. What, the people weren't as dumb as you thought they were, Winston? Huh? Winston declared. Infowars.com, fucking fat boy, you're going to fucking hang too, you fucking piece of shit, reports, and I think it truly surprised pharma and its partners in social media and government-run organizations. I think that they thought that they owned enough of the media that they could sell us any narrative. They did own the whole fucking media. What they didn't own was the goddamn internet. That's what they didn't own, but they got her now, don't they? Because I'm sitting here reading fucking goddamn Fox shit to your Alex Jones, which ain't no goddamn different. Hard right motherfucking, there is no right or left, what am I saying? Just a fucking traitor. narrative they wish. And I think, surprising as it is, they didn't really understand that podcasts could possibly be an over countervailing force of significance, he said, adding the World Health Organization looking for a rematch with humanity. Mike, dude, they're going to come along and do the same fucking thing, and if they just say the words is different. I mean, Alex Jones, are you claiming that you're the one that fucking stopped this, you cocksucker? You fucking son of a bitch that told them that they should level fucking northern fucking Gaza? You fucking terrorist piece of shit? Are you the one fucking trying to act like you stopped this shit, you motherfucker? Because you didn't. The fucking people who know the fucking Bill of Rights fucking stopped it. We're the ones who said, fuck you. Can't do it, motherfucker. You do it, we shoot. Countervailing force of significance, he said, adding that the World Health Organization is looking for a rematch with humanity. Bring it fucking on. What I believe is going on is the World Health Organization is now revising the structure that allowed the dissidents to upend the narrative. And we're dissidents now. You fucking, you stand up for the fucking Bill of Rights. You champion the Bill of fucking Rights that the people fucking fought for. That's what they fought for. They didn't fight for some rich man to fucking, some aristocrat to fucking rule over them, to be a fucking goddamn piece of property in a corporate fiefdom. It's not what they fought for. I'm getting a little echo there. Somebody got a phone on, and they are looking for a rematch, I think. What they want are the measures that would have allowed them to silence the podcasters, to mandate various things intentionally in a way that would prevent the emergence of a control group that would allow us to see harms clearly, he added, noting their ability to completely end the First Amendment in the U.S. is currently under discussion at the international level. Do it. Fucking quit talking and do it. When we can't talk no more, you're going to hear our guns talking, motherfucker. You come to do this fucking shit, and like I said, they think we have the brain's span of a head of fucking cabbage. After what you just fucking did, man, you should be fucking running and hiding. But they're going to come out. We're going to do a little different. And that's what Klaus Schwab keeps saying. We got to present it to them different. Once you fucking lie to somebody to that extent, when a million people are dead, 17 million across the planet that they'll admit to, probably 170 million, you ain't going to, I mean, tell them anything. They look at your fucking face, they want to, they hate you. They want to kill you. Put another face up there that says the same words you say. They want to kill you. And they got good reason, because you are killing them. You know how many people's loved ones you have killed, you motherfuckers? I know you do. You think that we're going to just be bamboozled by you? You really got a lot of fucking calm. You must be a Jew and think that you're just, you know, of a higher fucking order or some kind of horse shit. Winston also explained how government COVID public health emergency measures were the only way for Big Pharma to push its unsafe mRNA technology injections bills sold as vaccine to the public. No, well, you know, it didn't work on us right from the get-go. We were telling you. We screamed this until the rest of the fucking people had to say, yeah, well, yeah, goddamn, everybody's dropping dead around me. I don't feel too good myself. I think it's killing people. Well, you killed my wife with you motherfuckers, and I'll never let go. Because they called it a vaccine, people were much more willing to accept it. And like I said, right on the CDC side, it told you it was not a fucking vaccine. And we didn't. And it didn't, all this, again, what does this shit matter? We already know all of this, don't we? We know they're going to take another fucking, pardon the pun, jab at us now, don't we? But we're not. But how many right now, how many little children are getting their goddamn hands and legs blowing off over there in Palestine by those motherfucking goddamn international criminal fucking rabid dogs is on the fuck I can think to call them? How many? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Be alive. Criminal. They ought to be alive. You guys!
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are needed and welcome. We need them. It is 12:50 Pacific time, and of course that was Hogjaw with Swamp coming out of the break there. They do look down from the towers. They piss down on the towers that the working man made on the working man, on the people. Not just, it's just the fucking American nationals. See, we're the fucking true possessors of this fucking country by fucking the law that we fucking created back in December 15, 1791, and we're not giving it up. And when we finally do enforce that fucking law, I mean, especially on these fucking goddamn kikes. Now, like I said, this, everything you're looking at now is made to divert your attention away from the fucking Israeli fucking genocide. It's genocide, genocide. How many people have said this is the most documented, in-your-face fucking genocide ever to exist on this planet, and it's ongoing? No fucking attempt to stop. In fact, we're sending more over there. More goddamn bombs to blow up little kids, to blow their fucking little arms off, to blow their little legs off. And no fucking medicine, no goddamn pain medication. Let the little fucker sit there and cry and hurt. How would you like it if that was your child? You sick in the head, motherfuckers. And what did your boy Trump have to say about it? Don't you remember the King of the Jews?
The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere. It rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction.
Even if they're babies.
Crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again.
Tell me this, son of a bitch. What's the penalty for fucking genocide? What's the penalty for killing a fucking mother that delivered her baby after she's fucking dead? What's the penalty for fucking just walking through the fucking town square and shooting fucking people down like goddamn dogs? You a fucking Jew-ass-sucking motherfucker, you'll never be president of this country again. You better get your ass on over there to the Golan Heights, to that little town they named after you, King of the Jews. Go fuck yourself, Trump. That's what I got to say to you, you son of a bitch. You know that? Yeah, you fucking dare criticize the fucking goddamn mass murder, fucking goddamn genocidal fucking mad dog fucking Israelis. Oh, you should get the death penalty. Huh, rich man, you're a fucking Jew, aren't you? Your daughter's a Jew. Your fucking grandkids are Jew. Jared Kushner, ain't that a fucking Jew? You fucking Jew-loving son of a bitch. America first, my fucking ball sack.
Henry. You're the most.
Yes, ma'am, sorry.
That's all right. Thank you for screaming about the atrocity. I can't believe that, well, I guess I can, that hardly anyone else is. It's been put to the background, to, you know, with all the distractions. But, you know, I wanted to say, you know, I'm not yet shooting at anyone, and so I'm looking for what I can do to make any kind of a difference. And I know we say the protests don't do much, but I did see today that New York, they closed down the three major bridges in and out of the city and one of the major tunnels, and you know, might not be able to do anything for those children that have been destroyed, but it's going to put megabucks are going to be in trouble because that city is a money city, and with that kind of holdup, you know, maybe something can come from that. Like, we'll disrupt everything until you stop and we take back what's ours. And I also want to say that with my family and friends, you know, I've pretty much alienated a lot of them because they don't want to hear it, and I've had to separate, and it's kind of I want to find ways to disrupt people's comfort zones. I feel like walking around with pictures in my pocket of these children saying, look at this, will you look at this? What are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? Because people just don't want to hear it. They just, I can't reach them.
One thing that protests do, especially if they should be clear across this country, shutting every bridge down. And that what it's gone to show, and the world has woken up to what the Jews really are. And what we've been telling them all along, you know, I tell people all this time, I wasn't raised to hate Jews. I was raised in a church. I was raised to believe Jesus was a Jew. You know who taught me to hate Jews? Jews. By their actions, by what they've done to other people, what they've done to my own country here. We hear them talk, you're goyim. The little girl in the video, you're animals. That's what our Bible says. Well, then you're a sick son of a bitch. You don't want to share the fucking planet. You want it all to yourself, and you want the rest of us to walk around on four legs or some kind of shit. Well, then you're going to have to die. I think that the people coming out in numbers, I'm not going to completely condemn the protests, because it's showing that across this world, I mean, we're not the only ones. Across this world, the people have realized what those dirty bastards really are. And I mean, the talk of labeling, well, I've already labeled them. You're never going to get it in the United Nations because their proxy, the United States, would block it. You know, use the veto power to block it. But to name them as a number one terrorist state in the world, and they goddamn are. If there's ever, I mean, they can claim what they want in Germany. There were 650,000 Jews in all of fucking Europe when they claimed 6 million were killed. But the bottom line is, atrocities are bad against a Jew. But against little children in Palestine, that little boy, man, that tore me up. Just, you know, seeing him in so much pain and knowing that he can't even have goddamn pain medication. That little guy's just tortured. I mean, God, how sick a person do you have to be? How sick a person do you have to be to tolerate that? And we could stop it. We could start, march down there and just rip the, go down to the goddamn, state house and go in there and arrest all the son of a bitches, take them out. About a million people did it, went down there and just went to the state house, just yanked their ass out of their goddamn office, went out there and formed up into fucking common law fucking courts. They got the goddamn right to do it. We have the right to our common law courts. And if the reason the common law courts, we have to take them, we're going to have to put them in place ourselves, is because that Constitution was never real, and now we're operating under a corporate charter. They have no authority to create any kind of fucking court. Now, all of these courts that they're claiming, of course, these district courts, these Supreme Courts, all this bullshit, they're not real courts. That's why you've seen it. I can't remember what the case was, but the Supreme Court had ruled, and a goddamn Superior Court in the Commonwealth, I guess that they put together for that very purpose, because all our courts are sitting there. The benches are just vacant. That's the problem. Once we get the people back on the benches, we can go to work. I mean, the people take care of this in short order. But we have to do it. We have to force it. And they're not just going to stop, because look at that. These are animals. That's like, you know, like that's trying to reason with a rattlesnake. You're not going to do it. You have to destroy those people. And that was their big bitch, remember, was Iran. Iran said that they have to be annihilated. Oh man, how many times did you hear that on Fox and CNN and CNBC? Oh, the Iranians said that the Jews, but by God, they're right. If those, they're monsters. I mean, they kill little children. They have no morals. They have no goddamn conscience. And they think that they're ordained to do all this shit. They're goofy. They're retarded. They've interbred too much, I suppose.
Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
And on So I'm sick of hearing this, but I hear it over and over again. But our country is funding the genocide, you know. I hear it on all the alternative stations, and I hear it from people I run into, our country. And to be able to say to them, it's not our country, it's been hijacked, just look in the Congress, who's in there, and bring up the dual citizenship. And then they just kind of like, oh, you know. But I also wanted to say, I kind of eavesdropped on Alex Jones interviewing Brother Nathaniel a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to Jones in years, ever since he said Arabs run Hollywood. But almost an hour interview, not a word, not one word about genocide, and then the propping up of Putin, the propping up of Ron Paul, and the propping up of Trump. It was the most disgusting gatekeeping I've ever seen. Jones did mention Hamas, but, you know, in the context of what they want us to believe, not as a creation of Mossad. It was horrible.
Jones is the biggest sham that's ever been perpetrated on the people who really care. But I mean, he has to have lost all of his listenership. I mean, he's a tip of the spear, and you're talking about leveling northern Palestine, killing everybody, and that's good with you. You're a Jew, Alex Jones, and you're a criminal. Because you're a propagandist for the Jews in your own country. You go against your own people, your own country, you Zionist bastard, and you'll pay. Anyhow, let's see where we're at here. Well, we're at 101, and I've about had enough, and you're right. I mean, Jones is a piece of shit. He'll always be a piece of shit. He's always been a piece of shit. And I just think it's too bad, you know, when he first started out, it was actually Mark Kornke that, you know, got him his start. And actually the different militias, and myself included, that, you know, went on his programs and gave him fucking credibility in the beginning. And he was wanting nothing more than to be a mainstream piece of propaganda shit, because little did we know he was a fucking Jew too, you know. Yep.
Thank you, Henry.
Thank you. Anyways, we're going to call it a program, and, you know, keep your eyes peeled, because they're wanting you to look away from what they're doing. Go look at that video of that little kid, man. If you can stand and look at that and say, well, I can get through my day and not think about this, you're a worse person than I am. That's all I can say. That's a word from the trenches.